Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hi, welcome to another segment. I'm your guest host this week, Penny Wolfgang, in for Buddy Shula. And we're going to have an opportunity to talk to our friends at Blue Tusk, who we've spoken to before. And Gina Sapirsky is with us today. Hi, Gina. And we're hoping to get some up-to-date information about our computers and iPhones. Why do we need to keep the software on, speaking of up-to-date, why do we need to keep the software on the iPhones and iPads up-to-date?
So the number one reason that Apple pushes out software updates is for security fixes. So the beauty of the Apple products is that you don't have the requirement for any spam filters or anything, because Apple does that for you. So when your software is up-to-date, you're on the most secure device you can be on.
And that's the reason for it, the main reason for it?
That's the main reason. They'll work out little glitches here and there, but 99% of their software updates include security fixes. So if you're looking for, like, is there a detriment to not upgrading, that would be it, right? So you might notice that you're unable to log into your bank account anymore or something like that, because you're on old software that the bank account app is requiring or the website is requiring. So really the biggest reason is security updates. However, there are glitch fixes, there are improvements, there are other things that are aesthetically pleasing that they might improve on. But as far as what detriment there might be as a user, that would be it. It would be the security features that you want to always keep them up to date.
Now, if somebody has theirs set on automatic updates, does that do the trick so you don't have to be bothered or worry about it?
So most of the time, the answer to that is yes and no. So the smaller updates, so when Apple releases a new version of their iOS system, they might go from iOS 15 to iOS 16, for example, right? So then there's like 15.1, 15.2, 15.3. All of those smaller decimal place updates happen automatically when your phone is set to automatically update. But to go from 15 to 16, you have to manually decide to do that. And usually the phone will give you the option, like, oh, there's an update, a software update going to iOS 16. Do you want to try it? And it'll ask you. But really, when you're going from one number to the next in one of those bigger updates, that requires a manual permission to do that upgrade.
I was so happy when they had to change the times this past weekend. And when my computer did it by themselves, my phone and my TV, I was like, wow, this is amazing. But I still have some old-fashioned, like, phone, what do you call it? Oh, a radio clock or a phone or I don't know what I have. And that have to be a clock on my mantle that had to be done manually. But it was.
Yeah, last night I was in a panic. I was going to miss the $2 billion Powerball. And my husband was like, oh, no, you have an extra hour. I was like, oh, yeah, because my car clock hadn't changed, but everything else did.
Oh, my car. Why do they not go automatic? Mine didn't either. I have to. And I don't know how to do it either. I have to bring it to
They would have to be connected to the internet. You know, there has to be a signal that tells it to correct. So, you know, if you have a car that's connected to like the world clock or something like that, maybe it would update by itself. But otherwise, it needs some sort of a connection wirelessly to the outside world to tell it that the time has changed.
Oh, no wonder. Well, it didn't. You'd think with all that we have to pay for these automobiles now and all they put in, you think they'd figure that out. I'm very upset. Is Apple Pay a credit card? And if not, what is it?
Okay, so Apple Pay is a service that Apple performs that processes a transaction between a merchant and a consumer, right? So it's actually the process of making a payment to somebody else. And so Apple has installed on their iPhones and the Apple Watch and on computers and everything, what's called Apple Pay. And Apple becomes that in-between between you and the storefront. So what happens when you use Apple Pay, what's nice about it is that your credit card information never gets communicated to the merchant. When you tap your phone against the thing and it goes ding, your payment happened. Well, in that instance, Apple generated a big, long, garbly gook one-time code that is used for that transaction. So even if a hacker got that code, it's only good for a one-time use ever. So there's nothing for them to steal. And none of your actual card information gets communicated whatsoever. So just for example, we were traveling 2 weeks ago, and we were swiping a card everywhere we went. And when we got home, there was like $4,500 charged to an AT&T store in Texas. Well, we don't have AT&T, and we were in New Orleans. We weren't in Texas. So somewhere along the way, when we were swiping our card, somebody took that information and, you know, sold it to somebody in Texas or whatever, and then they tried to use it. So that just doesn't happen with Apple Pay. If you can avoid swiping your card anywhere and just use that tap to pay feature, it's really very secure. It's the most secure you're going to find. And then, so it is a little bit confusing though, because Apple does have an Apple credit card. It's called Apple Card. So you can get a line of credit with Apple, but that's called Apple Card. And so Apple Pay is the process of that transaction. Apple Card is their credit card. And then, you know, if you can add other things to your Apple Wallet, so you can add all your other cards to your Apple Wallet, your airline boarding passes, all of those things can go into your wallet. And eventually our driver's license will be available in the wallet. Oh. I already have my Geico insurance card in there, but right now there's only two states that have the driver's license able to be in your digital wallet. So, but that's coming.
So obviously is. So I was going to ask you, when you already answered, Apple Wallet, Apple Pay, Apple Credit Cards. That's a lot to learn, right?
Yeah, Apple.
And they're all different, right?
And that's helpful because we all know who Apple is. But you know, people are a little bit confused by all of these things. So the wallet is the app in your phone that collects all your credit cards so that you can use them out on the fly. So the wallet is the app. And then Apple Pay is the process of Apple helping you with that transaction using Apple Pay. And then Apple Card is their actual credit card. And so you can use the wallet and Apple Pay without having an Apple credit card. It's not, you're not required to use that to use the Apple Pay services.
Now, speaking of services, what would people come to Blue Tusk? What type of services would they come to you for?
Okay, so up front, we have a showroom that has all kinds of gorgeous certified pre-owned Apple products. So we have iPhones, iPads, Apple Watch, Apple TV, AirPods, Mac computers, so including laptops and iMacs. So we have iMacs in stock, MacBook Pros, MacBook Airs, all of those things. So that's up in the showroom. And we can get PCs and Android devices. However, those would just be a special order item. We just keep a certified pre-owned Apple products in stock. And so when I say certified pre-owned, it doesn't necessarily mean they were used. So a lot of them are open box returns, you know, or off lease. So Apple does a leasing program. You can lease a device from them for 1 year. So a lot of the things that we have here come to us in that supply chain of the things that are returned at the end of a lease. And then on occasion, we get overstock items that might be one or two generations back, but brand new in the box. And just, you know, one prior generation that Apple's not selling anymore. They had too many of them or whatever. So, and then we also have a repair shop in the back. So we repair and service Apple, Android, PC, everything.
And we didn't say this, but we're going to, where are you located?
So we're in Orchard Park on Southwestern Boulevard, and we're in that Tops Lowe's Plaza in Orchard Park, behind Taffy's near Moe's.
And we should try to give a .com, you know, some kind of an internet, and also a phone number.
Oh, sure. So our number is 716-608-6874. And our web address is bluetusk.com. And there's no E in blue. It's just BLUTUSK.
It's not.
.com. Right. We're on Facebook and all the social media things, too.
It's not spelled wrong on purpose. Blue is spelled without an E.
It is purposeful because Blue Tusk with an E is a restaurant in Rochester.
Oh, my gosh.
So they got that domain name. So I don't even think they're open anymore. And I reached out to see if they would, let go of the domain name. And they said, we're going to hang on to it. Okay. So anyway, we just have the BLU, kind of like Blue Spa, but we're not related to Blue Spa. Okay. But that's kind of a thing in Orchard Park, just using BLU. So that's cool.
So now, are you open like store hours? Is like a retail store hours, or are there special hours, or do you have to make an appointment?
Yeah, no appointments necessary. We're open 10 to 7 Monday through Friday and 10 to 3 on Saturdays, and we're closed on Sunday.
So I'm asking you all.
We're just a mom and pop, so it's just, my sister works here and we have some techs that work here, and my son's here now hanging out, but we were trying to do 7 days a week and we were running out of steam. So we're closed on Sundays now.
And we're going to put him to work, right? Or
my
we
son,
have already.
Oh yeah,
so for the holidays, I am supposed to not be surprised, but I'm the only one in my family who does not have an Apple Watch. And I am supposed to be getting one as my holiday gift this year. And the reason I didn't have one up until now, one of the reasons, is because they all got them for each other like last Christmas, matter of fact, and not me. And the reason they didn't is because they made it very clear to me that I would never be able to use it, work it, or figure it out. And it would be so much work for them to show me how to do, to use this, to look for my heart rate, to look for the time, to use the phone, all
of
this.
Oh my goodness.
So now finally they decided, now they've been using it and I've been jealous and all my friends have it. Now they decided, my family said, we're going to get it for you for your present this year, and we're going to show you how to use it. It's not that hard. Because they're not patient when I can't, do some electronic thing, not patient. But they said, it's not that hard. Everybody you know has it. And if so-and-so can do it, you can do it. And if so-and-so can do it, you can do it. So I'll let you know. And if I can't, guess who's going to come visit you in Orchard Park, Gina?
Yeah, come on in. We're happy to answer quick little questions. We actually have classes. We don't have a specific Apple Watch class, but every Tuesday we have the first Tuesday every month is iPhone and iPad class. We want you to get the most out of these Apple products. They're a big investment, So
yes.
All of our customers have included an unlimited tech training Tuesdays available. And so they're from 7 to 9. First Tuesday of the month is iPhone and iPad. Second Tuesday is Mac computers. And the third Tuesday is photos projects. And but also, give us a call, stop in for a minute. Any little questions that are, little quickies, there's no reason why we can't answer something on the fly for you. But if you need something more substantial than that, we do have one-on-one classes for $50 an hour.
So that's really reasonable. And that's so good to know. I'm glad I told you and I'm glad I asked you. Thanks for talking to us from Blue Tusk Tech. We really appreciate it. Thanks for listening.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.